And we, real good face off by Dylan there. And, you know, he went to the net. And that's one of the things when you win the draw, we tell you to go, you know, go to the net. Malcolm took a shot and just found Dylan's stick and just went in the net, you know, and sort of a weird because nobody realized it. It's almost like it was a delayed reaction when it went in the net. So, but big goal, got us, right back in the game. And now was anybody's game, you know, in the third period.
Well, we don't get the goal. The go-ahead goal, they don't either. 8-7, the shots in the third period. We head to overtime. They score, get two shots on goal in the overtime period. What were your thoughts of the five-minute play there, Coach, as far as who had the control best?
Yeah, I thought they did. I thought we were just you know, had trouble with the puck, made some turnovers that we normally didn't do, and part of that could be fatigue at that point. And they put a lot of pressure on you. That's a lot like Michigan and or UConn. I mean, they're quick teams. They're skating teams, so they're always in your face. I mean, you don't have much time to do a lot with the puck. And I thought at that point, you know, we made some turnovers that were uncharacteristic of our team, and they transitioned us. So we never seemed to get it behind them, establish any end zone presence in overtime. So having said that, I thought we did a good job defending. We didn't give them much, even though we didn't have the puck much in the overtime.
So in the second and third period, you have the stats on this more than we do.
Right.
Did we have a lot of our shots blocked? It seemed like a lot of our shots got blocked in that game.
Well, we did. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but we did more than maybe we did the night before. But they do a good job of that. They really bottle you up and a lot of people in front of the net. So it's hard to get pucks through. And when you do, you're running into one of the best goalies in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the, you know, without a doubt. I mean, he's a junior. He's played a lot of games, won a lot of games. He's really good, and he made some terrific saves. We had some great opportunities in that game, and he, some way he found the puck or was in position. And he was real calm. Like, he reminds me of a goalie I used to have at Michigan, Marty Turco. Mm-hmm. He just does not waste a lot of movement. He's just there, very calm. You don't see him flopping around, or, you know, he's just very calm. And, you know, it's hard to beat. So we knew we were going to be in a game where goals were precious, and I thought we did a good job defending. But the overtime format, too, in these last couple tournaments, is it's weird. The GLI, if you happen to go in overtime, you play till there's a winner.
In the championship
game. And here they wanted to do it more like the NCAA formula where you play 5 minutes and then after that it's a tie and then you go into a shootout. They wanted to originally go to 4-on-4 or something, but because the NCAA – you know, the pairwise and the rankings and everything are so important. They just decide to go by the NCAA books and play 5 minutes, and then they decide to go to shootout because obviously there's another game right after it too. So we went to the shootout, and that might have been to our advantage at that point of the game.
Do you think that do you know if our game was the late game in a championship, if they would have played a regular overtime?
Nah,
it would have been the 5 minutes.
It would have been the 5 minutes. Okay. So that was predetermined. And like I said, originally we're going to go 4-on-4 for 5 minutes and then a shootout. So similar to the NHL, you know, they're, you know, 3-on-3 and whatnot. They're trying to do something different. But I'm glad we played 5-on-5. We're all used to it, and it's normal, and then I have the shootout.
Joe Snively was stopped by goaltender Jamie Phillips on the first shootout attempt. And so Alex Patan comes down and gets one for the Huskies.
Patan will bring it up now for Michigan Tech on the shootout. Brings it down to his forehand. Scores! Alex Patan! With the goal! And the Huskies go up 1-0 in the shootout.
Well, Alex Patan, I know, has been gripping the stick a little bit, and you could tell the frustration kind of let off after he scored that goal. He was pretty happy.
Oh, he was real happy, Dirk. And, you know, he's a goal scorer, and that's why he put him in that situation.
Yeah.
I mean, he walked in there and wasn't going overly fast. He's handling the puck a little bit, but when he shoots it with a purpose. You could see, and the goalie hardly even moved, and he beat him clean, blocker side, right up under the crossbar. So big goal, and obviously Jamie did it. They elected to go first. They're the home team, so they elected to go first.
Oh, they
first
were the
shootout.
Home team.
They were, even
okay.
though they had the dark jerseys. They asked us if they could wear their dark jerseys.
Oh, okay.
And I agreed to that, and I like us in our sort of cream colored jerseys that we played well in. So I was fine with that, and so they elected to go first in the shootout, and you had to pick three shooters prior to the shootout. So we should have a little prize to figure out who I picked as our third shooter who didn't even have to go. So
we always try to figure out who you're going to go first. We were
well. We'll make that
we
a question.
We were pretty much spot on during the Michigan State.
Well, I'll buy a pair of tickets for this weekend. let's go a pair of tickets to Saturday's game. Or do you want to go Friday's game?
It doesn't matter. But
which is a huge series. We're playing Minnesota State, which is in first place. So why don't we throw the question out there to the listeners? A pair of tickets.
All right. First one that can call in. If you're listening on Tuesday morning, if not, this is recorded and it's too late. But
that's correct. So
483-4054. We'll take a call.
A pair of tickets for Saturday night's game, Michigan Tech versus Minnesota
State.
Who would the third? I picked the third shooter. Yeah. So I'll hear. I'll put his number. I'll write the number down just so.
Okay, that's who I thought it was. Okay. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. What's your guess?
Tyler Andor.
Oh, you got it.
He must have been behind the penalty box and watched him give the numbers to the.
Kyle Kilpula.
Kyle, congratulations. Kilpula. All right. How do you want to do this, Coach? You want to bring him up to the ticket office?
Well, whatever, Kyle's. You want to stop by the station, or I could have him at the ticket office?
Well, it'd probably be easier for you to get him at the ticket office.
Okay, sure.
So, Coach, we'll bring him up to the ticket office. Your name will be there for those tickets. And that's Saturday night's game, okay, Kyle?
All right, thanks a lot.
Yes. How'd you get, Kyle, how'd you guess Tyler Hanenan? Why just
I don't know. I just figured that was him.
Well, you picked him for the Michigan State game.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should be coaching, Kyle. And I mean, next time we have it, I'm going to call you to see who we should pick then. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle. Enjoy the game, Kyle.
All right, very good. Kyle is our winner. So, so Alex Patan scores. Right. Ryan Hitchcock comes down. Another nice save by Jamie. What I like about Jamie on these shootouts and on these breakaways in general, like you look, go back to the Mayhew breakaway.
Yep.
Ferris
State, yeah.
Not a lot of wasted movement.
Right. He's a lot like Turks also. Yeah. Very calm and collective in the net. And, you know, he made it look easy in the shootout.
Oh, it was absolutely.
And I have to confess, I didn't watch any of the attempts either way. So I just turned my head and just let the fan reaction let me know. So Malcolm, I just can't watch shootouts.
Malcolm Gould comes down, rings one off the crossbar. Great shot, had the goaltender beat, but just did not go. They wave it off.
Yeah, if he would have scored there, obviously the shootout would have been done. But,
game over. Yeah. And then it was Stu Wilson coming down. Last chance for Yale.
So bringing it up now will be Stu Wilson trying to tie the shootout out. Shot wide of the net. Huskies win it. They're the champions of the Desert Hockey Classic. And Jamie Phillips racing to the blue line. He's met by the team. And the Huskies take a tie on the game.
Some nice hardware too, a nice cup. I thought I like the trophy.
Yeah, it's I haven't seen it. So
haven't seen it.
Well, from a distance, I haven't taken a good peek at it.
It's a nice silver trophy.
We'll see if it returned to Houghton here somehow. I don't even I'll tell a story. So after the game, I went to say hi to some people, did some things, and then came back down the locker room, and nobody's in the locker room, and there's the trophy sitting there, sort of over by the showers, and I'm going. You know, typical, you know, they all want to race out and see somebody. And then actually Shane Hannon come down and I forgot something. And he saw the trophy and he says, oh, I'll take it. And he grabbed it and it's on its way. So, but yeah, it's nice to win championships anytime you play. And regardless how you get them, I mean, I think it's important. It's nice to bring another trophy home and put it in our trophy case. It'll look good in our office there where we have the other trophies. So
Jamie Phillips got player of the game.
Yeah, Jamie did. The way they picked the player of the game is the coaches on the opposing team picked the player of the game for our team, and conversely, we picked who thought we were the best player on the Yale team. So it was interesting. But Jamie, you see how excited they are. You know, racing out to the, and the guys, and they were fired up, and that's good. So, but really proud of them and really happy for them, and it was just a real good weekend all the way around.
1-1 overtime tie in the books as the NCAA looks at it, but the Huskies get the championship, and that is pretty cool because we've been so close in the last few years on winning championships, whether it be the Final Five or the GLI and stuff. We just haven't been able to do it the last couple of years. That was nice to get that
hardware. Well, it's nice. You know, we had GLI a couple of years ago, and then obviously we played very well at Winter Carnival, and that'll be another important weekend for us. And, you know, we have these goals that, you know, you'd like to achieve, and that's one of them is to win these championships in the tournament. And I thought we played well against Michigan in Winter Carnival too. And, out-Charlton, out-played them, out-chanced them. But, you know, just couldn't finish. And at least we got the job done here, even though via shootout. So, like I said, they don't ask you how, Dirk. They just ask you how many. So.
Exactly. All right. We'll have your questions started when we come back. The Huskies and Minnesota State playing this weekend. I bet we'll have some questions on that when we come back. I'm Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
Budweiser presents an important message about friendship.
You and me, we were made for love. A lifetime is not long enough to show you what you mean to me. Ooh, I'll be waiting here for you when you come home.
I'll see you later, buddy.
Budweiser knows.